Condoleezza Rice sets off on her first trip as Secretary of State tomorrow, visiting 8 countries in Europe, as well as Israel and the West Bank. Europeans and Americans hope this could be a fresh start in relations tainted over Iraq. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, a number of difficult policy disputes remain.
Rice told reporters that she sees this trip as an opportunity to talk with European leaders about the great causes that are before us. With a background in Soviet studies, she often compares the war on terrorism to the Cold War and says nations with shared values should stand together to spread freedom. She told State Department employees this week they will be taking part in what she calls transformational diplomacy.
It's a foreign policy based on values. It's a foreign policy based on the heart of who we are. Yes, we have interests. And we know that there is a world out there that looks a certain way, that we have to deal with the world as it is. But you know, the thing about the Trumans and the Achesons and the Kennans is they didn't just accept the world as it was. They believed that it was possible to change it.
Europeans are leery of such broad talk about spreading freedom in the Middle East, according to Robin Niblett, the director of the Europe program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It does not resonate to their understanding of what the near-term practical concerns are. It's an address that, in a way, concerns people about the radicalism of change rather than incremental kind of change, which the European Union is far better at promoting.
European officials did sound hopeful after Rice's confirmation hearings when she said the time for diplomacy is now and spoke of the need to rebuild alliances. She's also visiting countries that were at odds with the U.S. over Iraq, choosing Paris as the venue for her major foreign policy speech. But Niblett says this entente is still only on a return rhetorical level, adding there are sharp transatlantic splits on key issues.
The two best examples of this are the European Union's imminent lifting of its arms embargo on China and its efforts to pursue negotiations with Iran to remove the Iranian desire to have nuclear weapons. Both of these areas, there are real practical policy differences between the United States and Europe.
Europeans need the U.S. if they're to have both the carrots and the sticks to force Iran into a deal. Rice, in her confirmation hearings, made clear that America's concerns with Iran go far beyond the nuclear issue. Philip Gordon of the Brookings Institution sees few signs the U.S. is willing to work with Europe on this.
So you can see the prospect there for sort of resentments continuing as Americans resent the Europeans for engaging a regime that we don't find very palatable, and the Europeans resent the Americans for not being willing to pursue what they think is the only path towards a possible agreement.
Gordon is skeptical that Rice's trip and President Bush's own travels to Europe later this month will accomplish much. He says one only needs to look back to the president's visit to Canada after his reelection.
The risk in Europe is similar, where the president goes over and says how important allies are and how much he really wants to reestablish good ties. But then when it comes to policy specifics, he reverts back to, look, I've been right all along, I have no reason to recant, and by the way, the Americans just reelected me.
He sees the Middle East as the one potential bright spot. Europeans have long tried to get the U.S. more engaged, but Washington balked as long as Yasser Arafat was in power. With Arafat's death and a new Palestinian leader in place, Rice has chosen to go to Israel and the West Bank on this trip, and Gordon says European leaders will be eager to hold her to her pledge to become personally involved in the peace process. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.